So how is this whole business of attachment useful to us as adults in our long-term relationships, in knowing who we really are and with our partner, who that person really is, at least on this level? I'm going to break this down into three different classifications or categories or groups: islands, waves, and anchors. I want to make sure that you understand that nobody really fits into any category or classification neatly. And certainly, you're going to find that you may identify with one or two or all three of these categories, and that's fine. I'm going to give you the most extreme version of these so that you can find your way in either identifying or disidentifying with them. I also want you to understand that these categories are normal. These are not diagnostic categories of pathology. This is normal. This simply has to do with the way we have adapted in childhood to our caregivers in terms of moving toward and away from people and how long we stay in contact with them. This is simply our experience in childhood, and it's not to be used, certainly, to bat each other over the head with. That's not the purpose of this. The purpose of breaking these categories down is to get a sense of who you are, how you're wired, how you basically move in relationships, and how your partner moves. And we're not trying to change who you are here. This is not about changing you from being one thing to another. This is about understanding who you are and understanding who your partner is and how to work with your partner as is.